The purpose of this self-hypnosis recording is to help you relax and to program your subconscious mind with suggestions that are for your benefit and well-being. Relaxation is very important for all of us. It gives us time to focus on our thoughts and to get rid of stress. The repetition of the beneficial suggestions included in this program change how you think and, most importantly, how you feel about yourself and the world around you. Ideally, you should listen to this recording once a day for 21 days. But if you miss a day here or there, it's not a problem. Some people notice significant changes by simply listening to a program like this once, whereas for others it may take many times before they notice the changes becoming automatic. Even if you do notice the changes immediately, it's still advisable to continue to listen to this recording for 21 days. If you're listening to this program and it's your bedtime, it's okay if you fall asleep, as your subconscious mind never sleeps and the suggestions will be absorbed with the same effect. As your subconscious mind absorbs the suggestions in this recording, you'll find yourself becoming more and more positive and enjoying life to the full. You will notice each day and every day you'll become more and more confident in yourself, and you'll find it easier and easier to make healthy choices in your life. Whether that's to start doing things that enhance your well-being or to stop doing things that damage or threaten it. As these changes happen at a subconscious level, you may not fully understand how and why you feel more positive and are able to make these changes more easily in your life. Because of the relaxation involved in this program, it's important that you never listen to this program whilst driving or if you're involved in any activity that requires your attention. Only listen to this program when you can safely relax completely. If for any reason you need to emerge from this relaxed state before the end of this recording, you'll do so immediately and tend to whatever needs to be done in a relaxed and calm manner. So find yourself somewhere comfortable, maybe an armchair or lying down on a bed. Don't cross your legs or intertwine your fingers. Take a long, deep breath in. Fill up your lungs. Now hold that breath for a mental count of four, and then slowly exhale that breath, allowing your body to relax. Allow your eyes to close normally and naturally, and send a wave of relaxation from the top of your head, down through your forehead, your cheeks, your chest, your stomach, and on down through your legs, your knees, your ankles, and your feet. Now, we can deepen this relaxation much more. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to open and close your eyes. And when you close your eyes, allow this to be your signal to let this relaxation become 10 times deeper than it was before. Now, all you have to do is want it to happen, and you can make it happen very easily. So when you're ready, take a deep breath in and hold it. Nice and gently now, open your eyes, and now close them and let that breath go. That's good. Imagine your whole body is covered in a warm blanket of total relaxation. So we can deepen this relaxation much more. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to open and close your eyes again. This time, when you close your eyes, double the relaxation that you have. Make it twice as deep as it was before. So when you're ready, take a nice, big, deep breath in. Fill your lungs. Good. Hold it. Nice and gently open your eyes. Close them again. Now let that breath go. And let every muscle become so relaxed that as long as you choose to hold on to that relaxation, every muscle and fiber in your whole body can remain in complete relaxation. Now we can deepen this relaxation much more. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to open and close your eyes just one more time. And this time when you close your eyes, double the relaxation you feel. And be aware that it's twice as deep as it was before. So when you're ready, take a nice big deep breath in. That's it. Fill your lungs. Hold it. Nice and gently open your eyes. Close them again. Let that breath go. And now double your relaxation. Let every muscle and fiber now in your whole body become so completely relaxed that you know you can hold on to this feeling of relaxation for absolutely as long as you choose to. And it feels really good. Now I'm going to count from 10 down to 1. And with each number I count, just allow your mind and body to relax more and more. Don't try to make it happen. Notice how it happens all by itself. Notice how the deeper you relax, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the more you can allow yourself to relax. Not because I say so, but because it's the very nature of your mind and body to enjoy these deeper levels of relaxation. And as I count, try to time your out-breaths with each number that I say. So get ready now. Take a nice, big, deep breath in. Feel your lungs. Get ready to release it now. And 10, going deeper and deeper. And 9, relaxing more and more with each number. And 8, all the way down now. And 7, relaxing deeper and deeper. And 6, mind relaxing and body relaxing. And 5, each number taking you further and deeper relaxed. And 4, even deeper now, completely letting go. And 3, all the way down now. And 2, even deeper. And 1, and that's good. Now, imagine you're somewhere out in the countryside, somewhere out in nature, somewhere where the sky is an incredible blue. One or two fluffy clouds float by. This is a wonderful place. This is a place full of peace and tranquility. And a little river, a little stream meanders by. The water runs over some rocks, generating little eddies of foam that glisten in the sunlight. And there are some birds and trees. There are flowers and butterflies. Imagine lying down in this place, feeling so relaxed, feeling so at peace. Maybe you can hear the birds singing. Maybe you can feel a gentle breeze on your face. Notice the butterflies as they go from flower to flower. Maybe you can even smell the flowers, feeling so relaxed, feeling so at peace. Now imagine in this place, pretend that you fall into a peaceful, natural sleep. Even though you'll never be asleep in this place, imagine or pretend that you fall into that peaceful, natural sleep. And you know when you sleep, you can dream. And when you dream, you know everything is possible. There are absolutely no limitations. So imagine you're dreaming now, and in this dream, you're standing at the top of a beautiful staircase. Now, this is no ordinary staircase. This is the staircase of total relaxation. And this is your own personal staircase, so decorate it any way you want. Put nice soft carpet of your favorite color on it. Hang your favorite pictures on the wall. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 10 down to 1. And with each number I count, I want you to imagine taking a step down this staircase. And with each step you take, notice how you can relax a little bit more. And once again, don't try to make it happen. Notice how it happens all by itself. Now, some people, when they imagine themselves walking down this staircase, they imagine themselves taking each step very clearly, and they relax more and more with each step they take. Other people kind of feel like they're floating down the staircase and they just relax more and more. And other people, well, their minds wander and they just relax more and more with each number. And whichever way it is for you, that's just fine. That's how your mind works. So get ready now to take the first step. And once again, aim to time your exhalations, your out-breaths, with each number that I say, with each step that you take down the staircase. So take a nice big deep breath in and get ready to take the first step now. And 10, going deeper and deeper. And 9, each step, relaxing your mind, relaxing your body. And 8, letting go. And 7, all the way down now. And 6, deeper and deeper. And 5, even deeper now. And 4, each step taking you further and deeper relaxed. And 3, down deeper and deeper. 2, each step relaxing you more and more. And 1, and that's good. So when we are in this deep state of relaxation, we've quietened the conscious mind and are now able to access our subconscious mind. In this state, you may notice that whilst you feel deeply relaxed, you also feel extremely mentally alert. In fact, more alert than usual. This is quite normal, and it's one of the amazing aspects of this state of deep relaxation. Now, in a moment, I'm going to give you a number of suggestions. Each time I give you a suggestion, you have a choice. You can welcome that suggestion in with the thought, I like it, I want it. If you do this, that suggestion will go deep into your subconscious mind and help you to make changes that are for your benefit and well-being. You could reject that suggestion, or you could feel ambivalent about that suggestion. If either of these is the case, that suggestion will be rejected and it will have no effect. The only time a suggestion is allowed into your subconscious is if you think, I like it, I want it. So you see, you are in complete control at all times. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. And it's important to know that some people can see very clear pictures in their mind. They're very visual. Other people can't see any pictures. They just get an impression of what's going on around them. And most people are somewhere in the middle. But everybody can imagine. So whatever way your mind works, when I ask you to imagine something, it's perfect for you. That's how your mind processes information. What recent world events have reminded us is that life is unpredictable and at times very challenging. Now, in order to build resilience and be ready for whatever life might throw at us, it's important that we focus on our health and well-being. That means making healthier life choices. But that can be easier said than done. When we're in these deeper levels of relaxation, the kind of relaxation that you're experiencing right now, we're able to access our incredibly powerful subconscious mind. Einstein called the subconscious mind a sacred gift, and the conscious mind its faithful servant. And yet we live in a world that's obsessed with the conscious mind as if there is nothing else. A world that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. And yet experts in neuroscience believe that up to 9/11 of brain activity is engaged in subconscious activity. The difference when we access the subconscious is like the difference between talking to the shop assistant and the CEO of the company. If we want to make change, if we want our needs met, we should talk to the CEO, the subconscious mind. By making changes via the subconscious mind, we give ourselves full agency over our own mind and body. The subconscious mind is where habits, beliefs, and associations reside. It's also where something we call the protector lives. The protector is that part of our subconscious mind that focuses on our survival. And just like all the other animals on this planet, our primary objective is to stay alive, to survive. The protector of the subconscious mind holds all the trump cards when it comes to internal debates about our well-being. If the subconscious mind thinks our lives are in danger or could be in danger, it will do everything in its power to protect us. It will never take any chances with our precious lives. And that's where the problem can sometimes lie. If we want to make healthy choices, we need to get the subconscious mind on board. Why? Well, because if the subconscious mind believes that our lives would be worse off without sugary treats or takeaways or overeating or cigarettes or drinking too much, it will work against our best efforts. And unfortunately, the subconscious mind sees things, metaphorically speaking, in black and white. So if the subconscious mind thinks our lives might be worse off without sugary treats, for instance, it can believe we might die without them. Then we have a very powerful force on the wrong side. And willpower is no match for the subconscious mind. Willpower is designed as a temporary override. So for instance, if your house, God forbid, was on fire and someone you loved was trapped inside, you could override your fear of fire and run into that house to save them. Once all of you were safe and outside the house again, you wouldn't want to have changed your mind about how dangerous fire is. So the subconscious re-establishes your fear of fire. It re-establishes the status quo. But when we're in deep relaxation, when we are in hypnosis, we can ask the subconscious mind to make changes on our behalf that can otherwise be very difficult to make. So the first step in making lasting change is to show your respect for the subconscious mind. So take a moment right now to thank your subconscious mind for keeping you safe all these years, for protecting you, for identifying any threats in your world, and for helping you to avoid them. The second step is to allow yourself to let go, to go deeper relaxed. The deeper you can allow yourself to go, the more access, the more agency you have over your powerful subconscious mind. So I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. And as I do so, try to time your out-breaths, your exhalations, with each number I count, and double your relaxation with each exhale. What would doubling your relaxation of mind and body feel like to you? So, take a deep breath in, fill your lungs right up, and 5, let that breath go, going deeper and deeper, doubling your relaxation of mind and body. And now taking another breath in, and 4, relaxing more and more with each number. And another breath in, and 3, completely letting go now. Again, doubling your relaxation of mind and body. And another slow breath in. Fill your lungs. And 2, all the way down. Emptying your lungs. And then again, breathing in slowly and deeply, filling your lungs right up. And 1, and let that breath go slowly. And that's good. And And now it's time to ask the subconscious mind to get on board with any changes you want to make in order to help you make healthier choices. Firstly, in what area of your life do you want to make healthier choices? Is it changing food habits? Perhaps exercising more? Maybe it's getting more rest and sleep. Perhaps it's getting rid of an unwanted habit. Remember, if it's something that you've found difficult to change, it's likely that's because the subconscious mind believes that you'll be worse off without whatever it is, if it's something that you want to stop doing, or worse off with whatever it is, if it's something you want to start doing. And that means your subconscious mind may think your life could be at risk. Let's start by reminding you and your subconscious mind that anything is possible using your imagination. Your mind is infinitely flexible. This is called neuroplasticity, and your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality. All the same neurons fire, and the same electrochemistry happens in your brain when you imagine something as when you experience the same thing in the real world. So I want you to imagine for a moment, just for a moment, that you're a bird, any bird. Imagine yourself as that bird right now. And for now, you're sitting somewhere, maybe on the branch of a tall tree, maybe on a high building, maybe on a ledge on a cliff face, maybe on a telephone wire. The weather is calm, the sun is shining, the sky is an incredible blue, one or two fluffy clouds float by. The temperature is absolutely perfect for you. You feel peaceful, safe, and tranquil. Now I want you to imagine taking flight. Just let go. Free fall for a moment and feel what it's like to drop from your perch and then just to spread your wings and fly effortlessly. Imagine gliding, feeling 100% safe, 100% secure, 100% protected at all times. This is your natural habitat as a bird. The air is gently supporting you. Then imagine flapping your wings gently, naturally, easily, and rising. Imagine soaring. Imagine what you can see below you. What is the landscape that you're flying over? Maybe you can see a city below you. Maybe beautiful countryside and rolling hills, trees and lakes. Maybe it's coastline with cliffs, rock stacks and arches, and beautiful deep blue sea with the sun shimmering on the water's surface and white frothy waves crashing against the rocks far below. Enjoy the feeling of total freedom. Imagine you could fly anywhere. Can you see how easy it is to imagine the impossible? Especially when you're in this place of deep relaxation. This is your beautiful mind at work. It's the tens of billions of neurons that you have at your disposal and the thousands of connections that each of those neurons is capable of making. The human brain, your mind, is the most complex and the most awe-inspiring instrument in the known universe. And it's entirely at your command. Imagining you were a bird soaring in the sky shows that you can organize and reorganize the neurons, the connections, and the electrochemistry in your brain to achieve almost anything. That's called neuroplasticity. We're going to use that neuroplasticity again now to help you make the healthier choices you want to make. Focus right now on something you want to change. Let's start by thinking about something you want to start doing or do more of. Maybe that's exercise. Maybe that's making healthier food choices. Imagine what kind of exercise it might be. Walking, running, perhaps cycling, or maybe yoga or Pilates. Imagine what kind of foods. Maybe that's beautiful fruits and vegetables that take their vibrant natural colours from nature, from the sun, and from the earth. Picture yourself starting that activity, whatever it is, as clearly as you can. Imagine doing it and engage all your senses. What will it feel like? What will you hear, see, or experience whilst you're doing it? What might you taste? What will you feel on your skin? What will it feel like when you finish? Make the experience as positive as possible, and make the experience as clear as possible in your mind, engaging all your senses. Imagine feeling happy and free as you do it. Show your subconscious mind how good this activity will make you feel. Ask your subconscious mind to focus on that feeling. Does that good, positive feeling have a color for you? If it does, on your next in-breath, imagine breathing that color in, filling your lungs and your body with that color and with that feeling. Allow yourself to feel good, to feel great. Allow a smile to grow inside you from the inside, and then notice how your mouth can also smile as if that smile is coming from the inside, as if the corners of your mouth are turning up from the inside. Your subconscious mind now fully accepts that this activity will benefit you in life, that it will support your well-being, and importantly, that your life will be worse off without it. You are now programming the protector of the subconscious mind to encode this activity as something that your mind and body cannot do without. I'm now going to count from 5 down to 1, and with each number I count, your mind and body can relax even more, and each suggestion goes deep into your subconscious mind as it becomes your absolute reality. So, 5, going deeper and deeper. And 4, each suggestion getting stronger and stronger. And 3, even deeper now. 2, all the way down. And 1, and that's good. Now, let's focus on something else you want to change in order to live a healthier life. But this time, let's think about something you want to stop doing or do less of. Maybe that's eating sugary snacks or eating the wrong types of food. Maybe it's going to bed too late or sleeping in too late. Picture yourself doing the thing you want to stop, whatever it is, as clearly as you can. Imagine doing it. Engage all your senses and allow yourself to take on all the negative feelings it makes you feel. Really take on those negative feelings. How bad does this activity make you feel? Notice how unhealthy you feel, how lethargic and sluggish, how it robs you of all your energy, your zest for life, your positivity and your joy. And it's okay, it's all right to take on these negative feelings just for a moment. Make the experience as negative as possible, and make the experience as clear as possible in your mind, once again engaging all your senses. Imagine feeling unhappy and miserable as you do it, and in particular after you've done it. Show your subconscious mind how bad this activity truly makes you feel. Ask your subconscious mind to focus on that feeling. Your subconscious mind now fully accepts that this activity will hurt you in life, that it will damage your well-being, and importantly, that your life will be worse off with it and better off without it. You're now programming the protector of the subconscious mind to encode this activity as something that your mind and body must reject at all times for its own safety and protection. Focus on the dreadful, negative feeling that this activity makes you feel again. Maybe it's a physical feeling. Uncomfortable, lethargic, bloated, sick, nauseous, or tired. Maybe it's an emotional or psychological feeling. Regret, sadness, disgust, or disappointment. Does that awful negative feeling have a colour for you? If it does, on your next out-breath, imagine breathing that colour out. Fill your lungs and then puff that colour out through your nose in a series of strong puffs. Then take two sharp sniffs in and imagine, with those sniffs in through your nose, breathing in clear, fresh, purifying air. Repeat this a couple of times. Strong puffs out, pushing out that negative colour. Then two sharp sniffs in of clean, fresh air. And again, strong puffs out through your nose, pushing out that negative colour. And then two sharp sniffs in of clean, fresh air. And with each sniff in, imagine that the negative colour becomes more and more diluted and pale until it's the same colour as the fresh air. Allow yourself to feel good as you do so. And again, one more time. Strong puffs out through the nose, pushing out that negative colour. And then two sharp sniffs in of clean, fresh air, diluting the negative colour and making it the same colour as the fresh, clean air. Now allow yourself to feel good that you've expelled that negative feeling. And once again, allow a smile to grow inside you from the inside. And then notice how your mouth can also smile, as if that smile is coming from inside. I'm now going to count from 5 down to 1, and with each number I count, your mind and body can relax even more, and each suggestion goes deep into the subconscious mind as it becomes your absolute reality. And 5, going deeper and deeper. 4, each suggestion getting stronger and stronger. 3, even deeper now. 2, all the way down. 1, and that's good. In a moment, I'm going to emerge you. I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And at the count of 3, and not before, your eyes are going to open and you're going to become fully alert. And when those eyes open, you're going to know that they open onto a brand new world for you. This is a world of calm, acceptance, and connection. This is a world where you've new control, new agency over your subconscious mind. A world where you know you can make healthier choices and positive change. A world where you can access your own beautiful mind's neuroplasticity to make lasting change to benefit you. You're also going to notice that these wonderful feelings will stay with you. You're going to continue to feel peaceful and calm. So 1, slowly, easily and gently, feel yourself coming back up to your full awareness as the subconscious recedes to powerfully reinforce every single day all the suggestions that you've received here today. And the conscious mind now takes back the active control of who you are. And 2, you're still relaxed and calm, but a wonderful, exciting feeling about success and victory flows through your mind and body. And your eyes. Yes, your eyes under those eyelids, they feel like they're clearing, kind of like they're being bathed in a cool mountain spring. You feel good. You feel great. Get ready now. And 3, now let those eyes open and notice how good you feel.